In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today proclaiming the Word of God. O Holy Spirit, open up the Scriptures to us, for the Word of God is life. Open up the Scriptures to us. We're looking at Philippians 2, verse 1. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, or there is always consolation in Christ, because we know that He is in us, He is with us, He is for us. Do you know that today? That Jesus is with you, He is in you, and He is for you. Do you know that today? Or are you in the pity pot and you're thinking that no one loves you? I tell you, the consolation is that He is in us, He is with us, He is for us. If there be any comfort of love, I tell you, love. He loved us even unto death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and gave him the name above every other name, so that at Jesus' name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's why Catholics, we're going to look at that in a little while. That's why Catholics bow their head at the name of Jesus, for one day every knee will bend. If any fellowship of the Spirit, fellowship of the Spirit, oh yes, to have fellowship of the Spirit means to be one mind together in Christ. Fellowship of the Spirit. If any comfort and mercy, oh yes, again, this comfort is that He is in us, with us, for us. And He will never leave us nor forsake us. Do you believe that today? That your problems aren't bigger than God. Do you believe that today? That Jesus Christ is with you, in you, and for you. Do you believe it? That is the reality of our comfort. Fulfill my joy that you may be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord with one mind. I'm telling you, Paul says, I want you to fulfill the joy that I need from you, that you people be like-minded, that like the Holy Spirit gave them one mind and one experience, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. They were in one accord when the Holy Spirit came upon them in the Acts. He asks us to be of one accord, that we would be for Jesus always, that we would be with Jesus always, that we would be in Jesus always. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. In other words, don't serve the Lord because you're looking for vainglory. You serve the Lord because He first served you as a servant, as a slave. But in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. That means we become servants. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a doormat. No, we must esteem other people that are Christians better than ourselves. In other words, like Jesus, we are to be servants, pouring out our life on other people. That's what it's all about. Look not every man to his own things, but every man also on the things of others. In other words, don't be concerned about what you have, but be concerned with your brothers and sisters, that they may have what they need. Oh yes, that they may have what they need. See, Jesus is the slave. And we go now into the fifth verse, which is a hymn. 5 to 11 is a hymn. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And what mind is that? The mind of a servant. The mind of a servant. Who being in the form of God, he's in the form of God, he is God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, a thing to be held onto to remain equal with God. Rather, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon himself the form of a slave, and was made in the likeness of men. He's God. But he didn't count himself equal to God. He emptied himself, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient even unto death, death on a cross. Yes. Have this mind among you. Oh yes, give everything over to Jesus. Give him your fears, give him your worries, give him your money, give him your house, give him everything, that everything belongs to Jesus. Take all the stuff that you fear and put it on the cross today. Give it to Jesus. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death. The one who was in the form of God emptied himself, becoming a slave, even death on the cross. Wherefore God highly exalted him, yes, and gave him the name which is above every name. God highly exalted Jesus. How? In the resurrection. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and all things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. One day every knee shall bow in heaven, under the earth, and on the earth at the name of Jesus, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. When we go out to the poor on Saturday, I lead them in prayer to bless the food, but I call out Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord of this place. Jesus Christ is Lord of this place, and we do to others what Jesus would have us do. We want people to know that we consider these people better than ourselves. We're there as servants. Jesus was a servant. He did not come to be served. He came that he would serve us, and he came to give his life as a ransom for many. Wherefore, my beloved, he calls the Philippian community, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but much more in my absence. In other words, you obeyed the word of God and what I've said to you, even when I wasn't with you. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Yes, work it out. How do you do that? That you can, giving your bodies as living sacrifices of praise and serving other people, but also allowing God to let you know what he wants you to do. For it is God who works in you both to will and to his good pleasure. Anything that comes from us that's good, it is God that works in us. It is not our idea. It is God doing this. This radio program is not because I have talent. This radio program is God doing it. He gave me the grace to do it. And I often wonder, why not somebody else? But he chose me to do it, and to his good pleasure. To his good pleasure. And sometimes I wonder and say, you know, Lord, this is too much for me, but I'm going to do it anyway by the grace of the living God, that you may be blameless and harmless, sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. That the people of Philippi and you and I are living in a crooked and perverse generation. And how are we to respond? Among whom you shine as stars in the world. In other words, the world is dark, and we are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Oh, I tell you, that is the vocation of the Christian, to shine like stars. You don't have to try to shine. He is with you. He is in you. He is for you. And because of him living in you, you shine like stars in this wicked and perverse generation. Let me tell you, it is a wicked and perverse generation. There's always been homosexuality, but he sees that we've gone degraded ourselves that we would say that it's all right to marry each other. Oh no, it's never all right. There's always been abortion, but now 4,000 children are being killed every single day throughout the country by Planned Parenthood. This is evil, a wicked and perverse generation. We are to shine like stars and holding fast to the word of life, the gospel, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that's when he comes in glory, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. In other words, I expect you people to be totally Christian. That's the only thing I want, because that's my joy, that you give yourselves to Jesus, that you empty yourself, that you take the form of a servant, that you live for others, but you live first for Christ. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ when he comes back, that I have not run in vain, neither have I labored in vain. In other words, this community which Paul started, he wants them to be of one mind, of one faith, and he wants them to be thinking of each other more than they think about themselves, so that what? Yes, that I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith. That's the way he's going to be offered. I joy and rejoice with you all. This letter to the Philippians, it talks about joy and rejoicing more than any other of the letters. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. In other words, I'm your teacher. Rejoice in me as I rejoice in you. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. In other words, Timothy is the one that has been helping Paul, and he's going to send Timothy to the people of Philippi. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. In other words, this man is my disciple, and I have no one like him who will care for you, who will care for you in Christ, who will care for you through the power of the Holy Spirit. For I have no man reminded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, this is real, that people seek their own stuff. Oh yes, the stuff and what I have. You know, we are to be grateful for what we have. We do not need to be wanting this and wanting that. He says, for all seek their own. In other words, as long as everything is all right with me, everything is going to be all right. In Italian, sta buona si beppe, sta buona tutta la razza. If Uncle Joe is good, everybody in the house is good. I'm telling you, seek after not only your own good, but seek after the things of Jesus Christ. Which is what? What are the things of Jesus Christ? That more people would hear the gospel, that people would be saved, that people would be healed, that people would know that they are loved by God. But you know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he had served with me in the gospel. Who served with him in the gospel? Timothy. Him therefore I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly. I don't know how he's going to come. He's in house arrest. But this is what he says. He trusts in the Lord that he also might come to Philippi also. Yet I suppose it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow servant, but your messenger and he that ministered to all your wants, all my wants. In other words, this other man, Epaphroditus, is my brother and companion in labor in the gospel. He's a fellow soldier and a messenger, and I'm sending him to you. For he longed after you all. In other words, God put the Philippian community in the heart of this man. and was full of heaviness because that you had heard that he had been sick. Yes, he was glad to know that you cared about him when he was sick. For indeed he was sick, even unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow, because he was a companion of Paul, just like Timothy, and he's being sent where? To Philippi. I sent him, therefore, the more came fully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord. If you receive him in the Lord, you're receiving Paul in the Lord, because it's one community. With all gladness, receive him with gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack and service toward me. So this man almost died, but God had mercy on him. You see, God had mercy on him. I want you to pray today for Jim, who's in the hospital, one of our people, that God have mercy on him. Father, have mercy on Jim. Get him home quickly, in Jesus' name. God have mercy on this man. God have mercy on Epaphroditus. God have mercy so that Paul would be comforted, that he would take care of the community called Philippi. And we go to the third chapter of the letter to the Philippians. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, it's not grievous, but for you it is safe. In other words, I'm writing the same things to you, and so that you might stay on track with Jesus Christ. And it is not a grievous thing to me, but it's for you, so that you be safe. Beware of the dogs. Who are the dogs? The people that come to circumcise. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of their concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Beware of them. Beware of them. Beware of them. We have no confidence in the flesh. We are the children of God. We are the stars in the sky shining to bring a glory to the earth. Yes, shine like stars in this wicked and perverse generation. I tell you, we live in a wicked and perverse generation with abortion, with gay marriage, and only God knows what else is happening in the world. We are to be stars that people say, you know, those people really believe, and I want to follow them because their life is different than the life of people who don't believe. Do you believe that? Is your life different than the life of the rest of the world? Or are you thinking about your own stuff? I've got to get this and I've got to get that. No, no. You don't have to get this and you don't have to get that. Beware of the dogs. Beware of their evil workers. Beware of their concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus. And we have no confidence in the flesh. We have no confidence in circumcision. Remember what Jeremiah said. Circumcise your hearts. Oh yes, that's what needs to be circumcised, are our hearts, so that God would see that he is not only willing, but all comfortable to live in our hearts. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, Paul talks about his pedigree. If any man thinks that he has confidence, he might trust in flesh. I have more if I wanted to trust in flesh. I was circumcised on the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law blameless, but that the things were but that things which were given gain to me, those I've counted as loss for Christ. In other words, that it makes no difference that he was circumcised on the eighth day. It makes no difference that he is of the stock of Israel. It makes no difference that he was of the tribe of Benjamin. It makes no difference that he was a Pharisee, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. Why, he considers that loss for the sake of Jesus Christ. You doubtless, and I count on all things, but the loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. The only thing I want to do is to know Christ Jesus our Lord. Not know in my head, but know in my life, know in my body, know in my heart. Yes. For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do to count them as dung, manure. Manure. I consider all my pedigree to be manure, that I might win Christ. In other words, for Paul, Christ is life. To live is Christ, is to die is gain. He said that before. And be found in Jesus, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. In other words, he doesn't look to his pedigree. He is a believer, and his righteousness comes through faith in Christ Jesus. That I may know him, hallelujah, know experientially is to know, and the power of his resurrection, glory to God, and the fellowship of his sufferings. Not many people want to hear that. The fellowship of his sufferings, that means persecution, being made conformable unto his death, that I may know him, that I may know Jesus Christ, and I may know the power of his resurrection. Do you know Jesus Christ? Do you know him today? Do you know that he is with you, for you, and in you? Do you know that your problems are nothing as compared to Jesus? Do you know this today? Do you know this today, that you may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings? Yes, Paul was in jail, being made conformable unto his death. In other words, to die like Jesus, to live like Jesus, and to die like Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he didn't count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. Have this mind in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he didn't count himself equal to God, a thing to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, that I will, you know, he's kind of saying that I might, but he's going to attain unto the resurrection of the dead. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained it. He hasn't attained it yet. Either were already perfect. He's not perfect. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended by Jesus Christ. I want to apprehend Jesus the way that he has apprehended me. Let me tell you what happens in heaven. We will know fully as we are known fully. Oh yes, he knows us fully. In heaven we will know him fully, even as he knows us fully. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Have this mind in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Though he was in the form of God, he emptied himself, becoming a slave. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.